Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 31st, 1979, the U.S. naval facility, known as NAVFAC, at Harrison Point, Barbados, was formally decommissioned. The base had been opened in 1957, at the height of the Cold War, on land adjacent to the Harrison Point Lighthouse in St. Lucie. It was used by the United States Navy as the most southerly of its Atlantic Sound Surveillance System, or SOSUS, shore terminals. During its years of operation, the facility was staffed with a complement of about 12 officers and 88 enlisted men. Its purpose was to monitor an underground array which had been laid to detect the movement of Soviet nuclear submarines in the Atlantic. This secretive mission explains the motto of the base, which read in Latin, Arcana Maris Quarere, or Mysterious Ocean Search. On the 6th of July 1962, NAVFAC Barbados was the first facility in the system to detect the movement of a Soviet nuclear submarine off the coast of Norway as it entered the Greenland-Iceland-United Kingdom gap. After the closure of the base on this day in 1979, the abandoned facility was left to decay behind its locked gates. However, it was unexpectedly called into action in 2005, when it was used as a temporary prison to house displaced inmates after a fire badly damaged Her Majesty's Prison Glengarry. More recently, the facility was called into action once again when the COVID-19 pandemic struck Barbados. On February 29, 2020, the government of Barbados announced that it would renovate the facility to provide the island with a major quarantine and isolation centre. The new state-of-the-art facility at Harrison Point received its first patients on April 19, 2020. During the 22 years that the US base operated at Harrison Point, it was shrouded in secrecy and rarely mentioned in public. Now the facility is in the news every day. How times change.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.